You're now listening to an original production of the Trueness Broadcast Network. It's media that's made for the authentic you.
This segment was provided by True Touch Collections and its fine line of personal care brands Trueness, Trueness Titan, and Nectar of Soul, now available at walmart.com.
Get ready. Your I Am Jam Remix podcast starts now.
Welcome to the I Am Jam Remix Podcast, where in every episode, we explore a unique blend of entertainment, health, personal care, relationships, and insightful interviews. Join your host, Jam, as we remix your day with lively discussions and positive vibes. Get ready to laugh, learn, and be inspired. This is the podcast where we celebrate the remix of life. Let's dive in.
So I did a live on my Facebook about how people dog out pastors and preachers. And I heard it from another show, and I felt like, gosh, I wanted to call the show, but I didn't. Okay. I am a preacher's kid. I am a pastor's. My dad wasn't a pastor, he was a preacher. But I've been in church all of my life. I don't know the streets. I don't know shoot 'em up. I don't know that. That's a no. I do know church, and I know church people, and I know the Lord. Now, in the pastor area, I feel this is me, the St. Jamequa Jam. I say that as a pastor, as he is to his church, that is the exact same thing as being a CEO of a company. You are in charge of making sure your flock is good. Now, if your flock is in a mischief, who in the world are you gonna call the CEO? Because your child got locked up last night about 12:30 a.m. and you need help on getting them out. Now, call your CEO and tell them that. Let's see. First of all, call him on his number, on his line. You don't even have the number, but you got the pastor number. And the pastor gets up out of his bed at 12:30 a.m. and comes down to wherever you say for him to come. And he is going to help you, if not pay for him. And he might not be paying for it out of pocket, but his name carries weight. And all he has to do is sign on that dotted line so that that can release your child. Okay, if you ain't okay with that one, let's talk about when your mama got sick. She had to go into the hospital. Oh, you couldn't go to work. Call your CEO and tell them you won't be at work. Not today, because my mama is sick and they might be having to put her on life support. First of all, you're not going to call your CEO because you don't have his phone number or their phone number. You'll call your manager, and your manager is probably going to say, oh, sorry to hear that. Oh, maybe. So you can take the day off, call tomorrow and see where you are, and we'll have to go from there. If you're going to miss more than 2 or 3 days, we need a doctor's note, because maybe possibly we can't believe what you say. That is your job. That's your job response. You call your pastor. Mama's sick. She in the hospital. They thinking about putting her on life support. On my way is your response you'll get. I am on my way. He not coming by himself, or she not coming by herself. They coming with the prayer warriors. Oh, bless his name. They are coming to see about you. Now, when we're talking about paying the man of God versus paying the CEO, totally different people, totally different means, totally different conflicts. It's a church and state, whatever you want to say it is, however. But you don't get the same results from your boss as you would a pastor. So yes, I pay my tithe and offering. That has nothing to do with the pastor. The pastor says, we thank you for the offering. Your tithes is 10th of what you have received. Now, let me give you some Bible. Back in that time, Bible time, when they gave their offering, it was a sacrifice. They didn't have money. So they gave their animal was a sacrifice. The altar was never a place of pretty and gorgeous. The altar was dirty, filthy, because people are bringing their dead animals. You got your cattle up here. That was a tenth of what they had, because that's what they had. That's why it's a sacrifice to give your tithe and offering. If it don't hurt, it ain't working. So when God asks you for a tenth of your earnings and he didn't give you all of that and you want to be stingy with it, then yes, that's on you. That ain't got nothing to do with the pastor. That ain't got nothing to do with the church. That is on you. You're going to answer to God, not the church and not the pastor. What is your responsibility is to read Malachi. Read the whole thing. Because it is going to tell you in the scripture, in the word of God, about being a tither. And Pastor Johnson, may God rest his soul, he would say, if you don't give your tithe, God gonna get it another way. He would say, your car is gonna break down. And your car gonna break down. And you're gonna have to get a mechanic. But your mechanic goes to church. He a Christian. Because he a deacon at the church. And he might not be a deacon. But he is something of the church and he pays his tithe. So that money that you're finna pay him is coming all the way back around back to the church. So either you're going to give it willingly with a good heart, with your hands up. Thank you, Jesus, for this. So God can double it tenfold. That's why the prayer is, God, do it in tenfold. Enlarge my territory. How are we doing that? Because I am being obedient to the word of God, and I'm giving my tithe. Your tithe is what you owe. Your seed is your offering. That is what you're sowing and say, this offering is going into the church. I'm laying a seed. If you can't pay a bill with it, then sow it. Pastor Yates, God rest his soul, would say that. You can't pay a bill with that money, sow it. Sow it into the church. Sow it into good ground. Now, am I saying that all pastors are truthful? All church people are truthful? Everybody is doing right? And oh my God, that is a very much of a farce. Farce means a lie. Oh, my mama said she'll whoop me. That's a story. Don't say lie. It's a story that is told it's wrong. People, you have a good people doing good things, and you just have bad people that's doing bad things. So I want you guys to know that. Stop comparing the pastor to this person. Or I'm going to, so if they got a Rolls Royce, they got a Rolls Royce because that's what they got. You know why? Because they got good credit. They went down on the car lot and told that man, here's my down payment. Here's my credit score. You look me up. Then, yes, they gave it to you. Now, I'm driving a Rolls Royce and my members are starving. That ain't got nothing to do with him. He doing his part. It's the members that's not taking heed on what they need to be doing. Let's be clear. And you don't want your CEO to ride around any old thing, just like you don't want your pastor to ride around any old thing. And another thing, when they have things that the church has bought them, when they leave that church or they're not working with that church anymore, that stays to the church. So if the church bought their roles for him or her, they leave, that role stays at the church. Everybody has so much to say about Creflo Dollar, about he needed a plane. It would just make more sense for him to have a plane instead of doing all this flying, trying to catch flights. He can have a plane on site. People thought he was crazy, but his church got him that plane. And guess what? If he was to leave his church, that plane stays with that church. They're letting him borrow it. Criminal Minds, he says, with this our this the scene. Okay, we gotta go here. He says, wheels up in 15, wheels up in 20, wheels up in 10. They gotta have a bag ready because they finna get on the jet. That jet, if they leave that job, that jet stays at that place. and I am tired. It breaks me down to know that some pastors are wonderful people and they have so much that weighs on them. They're praying for everybody. They're praying for their whole flock. They're not just praying for these four and no more. They're praying for the whole entire. That takes a, you have to know, number one, you have to have the technique, that takes schooling to be able to understand. You got to study. They got to have study time in their word. Now, forget that they have children. They got a wife. Oh, I can't go to your soccer game, little Timmy, because I got to go to prayer meeting over here, or I got to go to deacon board meeting over there, and so I can handle here. They have a lot to deal with. Then after they preach the word of God, majority of them stand in the front of the church and let you come up and shake their hand, and then you want to tell them all about your problems, Jesus. After they gave you a word, you should have listened. Because that was your answer in there. But that's enough for me to talk. That's what I wanted to say that. I wanted to say that publicly. I said it on my live. That bothers me because I know church. And I would not have made it as a child if it wasn't for my Sunday school teachers. Then if it wasn't for the youth ministry. Then as I became a mother and a wife. If it wasn't for those older saints to say, let me have that baby. You look like you're having a moment. Let me help you with this. Come here, give me a hug. And while they hugging you, they praying. If I did not have that, I can't say that I would be the woman that I am right now and the mother. So, Crystal, you got anything to say?
No, that sounds good.
Thank y'all for listening to I Am Jam. Remix. I've been drinking good water and lemon tea, and Crystal been juicing me up so I'm able to do.
You're not listening to the I Am Jam remix with your girl, Jam.
Introducing the Nectar of Soul Lemon Sugar Collection gift set. Undoubtedly one of our best-selling bath and body fragrance collections. Elevate your springtime routine with the invigorating scent of lemon and the subtle sweetness of sugar. Our premium body spray will leave you feeling refreshed and revitalized, while our luxurious, moisturizing body lotion provides the perfect finishing touch, leaving your skin silky smooth and hydrated. Treat yourself or someone special to the ultimate springtime indulgence with the Nectar of Sol Lemon Sugar Collection gift set, available now for a limited time only. Don't miss out. Shop online or visit your nearest retailer today. Let the scent of spring envelop you with Nectar of Soul.
This segment was provided by True Touch Collections and its fine line of personal care brands Trueness, Trueness Titan, and Nectar of Soul, now available at walmart.com.
We're now back with the I Am Jam remix.
What's up to all my jams and jelly? You are tuned in to the I Am Jam podcast. Remix, period. I did it right. I got my record. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so this is season two of the I Am Jam podcast. Remix, baby. Yay. I'm clapping. Yay. So thank you to you. And thank you. Tell your neighbor thank you. And then everybody's thank yous. Love it. This is also brought to you by the Nectar of Soul. True Touch. And if you go on www.shoptruetouch.com and you go and look at all of the beautiful stuff that's on there. They have a special one called Nectar of Soul. You go under there and you put jam/15, you get your discount. Yay! From me. That's my gift to you. Thank you so much. So, okay, back down to it. So I was talking about how people dog pastors for having things and nice stuff, far as cars and homes, different things of such, because I know church and I don't know nothing else. I know church. I don't know the hood. What? I don't know that. That ain't me. But what bothers me is that, as I said before, we try to treat the pastors like they're wrong when they have nice stuff. But do you act like that when you see your CEO rolling up? Because the difference between him and them is that when you call your pastor at 12:30, he up. He gonna get up and see what you're saying. But you call your CEO at 12:30 a.m. because your child and got shot. If your child and got went to jail, your mama on life support, any of these things that happen tragically in your life, your CEO of the company is not going to be there for you as such as the pastor. We want the pastor to get up, give you this message, and oh, Lord, and yes, he will. You want the entertainment. And, oh, I ain't going back to his church because he on hoop. He on hoop, then you don't want to be in his church. You don't, I don't know if it's us as blacks or browns, if that's the thing, but I think that when they are giving you the word of God and you're sitting there and you got tears rolling down your face because he talking to you, come on now. He studied, and that is called, that is the Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. So I don't feel that we should be dogging pastors the way we do. As I said at the other segment, that we need to do as they are done, or we are to treat them as though we treat our CEOs in our businesses that we are in working for. Let me go back, in the businesses that you're working for. Because how many of y'all know your CEO? I want to hear this. How many people know the owners of their company that they work for? Please hashtag me. Hashtag I am Jam. First of all, go to I am Jam, my Facebook page, and hashtag me yes or no if you know your CEO. I want you to say hashtag yes, I know my CEO. Hashtag no, I have no idea who they are. I think the best way I can describe it, Tyler Perry had this movie called, in the movie, he was the CEO of a company. Him and his brother and his mother owned the company. Well, the young lady was a housekeeper. She worked with another company as the third party, and she was the cleaning of the offices. She didn't even realize that the person that was trying to help her was the CEO of the darn company. And she was just talking. She was like, I don't know, it's some old white man. So the dude was like, Tyler was like, oh, really? Okay. No Good Deeds. That's what it was called. No Good Deeds. And in the movie, it was a minute before he said to her that he's the white man. And she was like, what? Come again? She was startled because it's like, first of all, she was dogging him out. So he said he was the white man. That's what made it funny. So I'm getting to the point I was making was, why can't we be that way with our pastors? Why can't we celebrate them as though they should be celebrated? They go through a lot. As a preacher's kid, I can say, yes, they go through a lot. And it's amazing that we as people, I'm not going to just say, well, yeah, I am going to just say black churches, because you try that over there at a Caucasian church, you're not going to get that same response. They're happy that their leader, their pastor, does not have to work a 9-to-5. They're excited that they're able to take care of him and his family. All black churches are not. And yes, I think that they are pastors as such as a CEO. They get perks. They get perks because they're the CEO. And all you got to do is just drop their name, and your name carries a lot of weight. That's another thing in Good Deeds. She said, your name carries a lot of weight to him. So, yeah, they let me use this bike, and I could ride you, and you could drive in a motorcycle. Yeah, because your name carries weight. So, for me, I think that because we always got so much to say. It is not only job for me as a member of a church is that I pay my tithe and my offering. Now, if the pastor or anybody in the finance room go in and take the money I just put in on and pull it out and give it to the pastor because he finna go buy drugs, he finna go pay a hoe, he finna go and gamble, whatever. And because it was for my envelope, that has nothing to do with me. I did my job. I did what God asked me to do. And it says in Malachi, you should go read it. I paid my tenth of what I've earned. And I sold it into the kingdom, which is my tithe and offering. I sold it and I did my job. My complaint, my worry, my wondering, I wonder what they did with that money. No, because I will tell you this. God is a God of order. And if you try to make a mockery of God, he will expose you. Period. There is nothing that you can do. That's why the word says, the word of God says, let him fight your battles. You know why he can fight your battles better than you can? Because he hit harder than you. Pastor Melanie Howard says, let God fight your battles because he hit harder than you. His arm stretch is not the same as your arm stretch. He can knock somebody out with just a one cuff. And it don't even cuff. But that means he's pulling all that worry and frustration in that one swing. But you still windmilling, trying to get it out, trying to get it together. But for the pastor or for you, any Christians, don't dog out God's people. He don't play by his kids. He don't play about his children. And if you are a child of God, if you are a Christian, and I'm not saying you're a Christian because you wear a long skirt and you don't do no wrong. That's a lie. That's a farce. Excuse me. My mama gonna come back and get me. It's a farce. That means that's a story. He will. He will do it just for you. And when you pray and say, Lord, you see all these people trying to attack me. That's why when people get attacked over the internet, I don't chime in to that. Because everything has to be such a display. On the internet, they want you to feel like you are nothing, like you're squished in here. But you're a child of God. He will have you standing on top of them. On top of them. Because he don't play by his kids. You keep doing what's right for you. Pay your tithe and offering to the church. If something ain't right, God will expose that. You keep doing what you're supposed to do at work. You go on in and make them fake papers, file that stuff up. Do what you're supposed to do. God ain't going to make a mockery of you. He is going to make a mockery of them. Because God don't do out of order. He don't do ruckus. He is not a God that will lie. And know this. Everybody might not be a Christian that's listening to this or looking on it on video. Everybody might not be. And that's okay. But just always remember that. This. God is a God of order. And I don't care what situation it is. Whether you know him or not. He still is a God of order. And he will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. So the way people talk, they are going to have to show accountability for how people do people, especially preachers in their churches. God is, they're going to feel it. I promise you they're going to feel it. And they might not feel it in their way, but you have to always remember this. You got children. You got children who got children, meaning that you're a grandparent. Then after that, they're going to have babies. That means you're a great-grandparent. And that thing will come. You will have a curse on your generation. Generations to come. Can you imagine you being that person that started that curse in your generation? And that thing fell back 2 and 3, 4 generations. Can you imagine that? I won't. I love my grandbaby. She is the apple of my eye. I could not be that one that's saying bad stuff about the church, bad stuff about people, and she has to pay for that. Another thing, the church is the one who made the woman that I am right now. The church did that because I've been going to church all of my life. I can't even say I've been going all of my life. All of my life of me being in my mama's stomach, however long it took me to grow, I was in church. I was known to God before my mama was known to know that me, because he knew me when I was zero, nothing. So I'm telling you, we don't have a village like we used to. And then the church was, that was my village. I love my Sunday school teachers, all that. And we don't have a village like we used to. You hear baby in the church crying, that old lady used to get up and go get that baby. Come in, let me hold him. Let me see about it. Now they got the nursery, okay? I don't want nobody holding my baby and all that stuff. Let the baby go to the nursery. They are equipped for these things. Because that way give you a space. That's your village. That is your time to just be you and God. You listening to the word, you worshiping. That's your time. That's your village. And if I didn't have that, Jesus Lord, with three boys, somebody slapped me down. That is what carried me, and that is what made me the woman that I am right now. Because all the time, you can't talk to your parents. You can't talk to your grandmama and them. I don't want to hear that. But I was able to talk to my Sunday school teacher. I was able to talk to my pastor's wife. I was able to talk to the ladies of the church, and they can get me where I need to be. They can pray and give me a hug. That is what I'm talking about. So when people dog out, because I'm going to end this segment again, I just want you, if you don't get nothing else out of this, I always remember, do what's right. Do what's right unto God, because God is not going to be mocked. And all this stuff that's going around, this hocus pocus, I don't care what kind of legislators you in, who running, who ain't running, whatever. I don't worry about that kind of stuff, because God is going to always be take care of it. And he going to take care of me, just like he going to take care of you. So thank you for listening right here on I Am Jam Remix Podcast.
This segment was provided by True Touch Collections and its fine line of personal care brands Trueness, Trueness Titan, and Nectar of Soul, now available at walmart.com.
Looking to elevate your self-care routine and embrace a healthier, happier you? Tune in to the Trueness Life Studio podcast, where host Alicia dives deep into topics like self-care, body care, hygiene, self-confidence, and wellness. Join me, Alicia, as we explore empowering discussions and practical tips to nurture your mind, body, and soul. Sponsored by True Touch Collections, our podcast is proudly brought to you by their fine line of personal care products, Trueness, Titan, and Nectar of Soul. Listen to the Trueness Life Studio podcast on your favorite podcast platform, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and start your journey to true wellness today.
You're now listening to the I Am Jam Remix with your girl, Jam.
Hey, 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 all of my jams and my jellies, babies. Yes, jams and jelly, because you know it's the difference between jam and jelly. Okay, anyway, that doesn't matter. Right here on I Am Jam Remix Podcast. Thank you guys for listening and always tuning on. This episode is sponsored by Nectar of Soul, True Touch. Make sure you go on there and look it up and see what all the lovely stuff on there. That's on there. It's a lot of stuff. They got lotions, soaps, scrubs. You don't know how important your skin is until you go through a skin issue. So go on there. It is natural. It is a good, I use it. I do. And for my face too, I use it. It's a good cleanser and everything. So that, all of that is sponsored by for I Am Jam. They sponsor I Am Jam, and I want to send a special shout out to them. So thank you. Go on to shoptruetouch.com and you can look it up and you'll see everything. And you drop my name, Jam/15, might get you a little discount. You're welcome, Am. So I've been talking about church, honey, just because the things that I've heard, and it just been vexing my spirit. Is vexing the word? Nope. Okay. So I was just told by somebody, nope, it's not a word. So vexing, it bothered me. How about that, God dog it? It's bothering me. It was just So I just felt like, you know what? I can say what I want to say on my podcast. And I think that people will understand, and some of y'all won't agree with me. And I get it. That's why it's my podcast and I can say what I want to. Period. And if you don't agree, that's fine. Go on to my page, I Am Jam on Facebook, and send me a hashtag. I don't agree with none of the stuff you just said. Or I agree to a certain extent. Or hashtag, I agree completely, honey. Jam, you own it. Thank you for all that. Either way it go, I thank you for listening to it. So I didn't talk about the pastor and all that stuff, but I want to talk about church choirs. I love to sing, right? So I have so the rule in my house, my parents' house, was you go into church first. I don't care if you bleeding out your ears. But either you're going to sing in the choir, the junior and youth choir, or you're going to usher, or you're going to be a junior deacon for the boys. Okay. So I have two brothers, and both of them were junior deacons. Shout out to my brothers. I know they're going to have a fit me saying this, but they need to know it. Dang it. they were junior deacons, and all of the girls, all of us, we sing in the choir. It's just, my whole family can sing, so, like, everybody, the cats, the dogs, the roaches, the rats, all of them, it's just what it is. It's, just, you know, we all can sing, but it's not just, like, my immediate family. It's my entire family, cousins, aunts, uncles. So when we have a get-together, that's normally what we're going to all start singing. Somebody going to sing, and it's just going to backfire. So I'm telling you this because I think in our churches, one thing a black church has is a choir. They don't have a choir. They have a quaver. The quaver. It used to, we used to march in. Lord is here. It used to march in. That ain't one of the songs that we used to sing. Not when I was young. You know, one of them old school. Then you had to march in. Then you had movements. That's when we knew we was doing something. We had movements. We had to do a movements like clap your hands like that, coming up the aisle. You want? Come on now. Or after the 3 o'clock programs, because the other choir from another church got their church choir anniversary. Or you, if you ain't had movements in your songs, your choir wasn't it. Back in the day, that was hilarious. That was, oh, I wonder what they choir gonna do. What they gonna look like? What they wearing? What they wearing? We had robes. You can have robes. Like, it was so much fun. I have all of my memories as childhood memories from out of church. That's why I say I don't know the streets like that. I know church, though. And all of my church friends, they were my church friends, and then when we went to school, we all really didn't go to school together. And so then you had your school friends. But don't let it be what the pastor say. Next Sunday is Family and Friends Day. So you had to get one of your friends that go to a good church so you can let them know that your church is just as rocking as your church. Those are the things I wanted for my children. And I think we don't have a village anymore. And the same joy and enthusiasm I feel when I'm talking about my childhood in church is the same joy and enthusiasm I wanted my boys to feel. And it carries on. That's why the Bible says if they stray, they're going to come back. You just put it in them. Once they put that in them, they'll come back. And when you say, I'm not worried, I always worry about my children. They ain't saying you ain't going to worry. But, because they are adults now. Help Jesus, Lord, I just want to say, give pause. Hallelujah, they're adults now. Okay, back to it. And, I got one more left. One more left. Other than that, they're adults. But I think that I keep try to keep placing positive in them. And I always wanted them to have the Lord with them. And I wanted them to know Jesus. And I wanted them to know scriptures. And I wanted them to be good men. I want them to grow up, because this society, this world is harsh. And if they don't know the Lord and they don't know what prayer can do, like I prayed, but you know, I tell them, I say, God hears your prayers more than quicker than he hear mine. God hears his babies. He hears the baby's prayer. It's just like when the baby crying and the other kids saying something, but you hear that baby crying, you tend to the baby crying because the baby crying. But the other two, they over there, it's just like, stop all that and you go get that baby. That's how God is. Wait, I hear my baby. Get these babies. I hear the youth. The youth is saying, Lord, can you heal my mama? The babies is saying, God, can you bring my daddy home? I miss this. God hears that. He hears that quicker than he hears an adult who's saying, Lord, just drop me the lottery numbers so I can be a million. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm trying to say. That's crazy. I love talking about church. That's because that's all I know. That's what I know. So when it's just like Pastor Mason said this probably about two Sundays. You won't know. I don't remember the date, but he said, when you mess with my sibling, and that's my sibling, I can talk about him, but you can't. And that's how it is, family, your church family. Now, yeah, I do go to church. That's my friend at church. That's my brother at church, my sister at church. I ain't gonna let you keep on talking. I ain't gonna let you dog my pastor out, because that's my pastor. Just like that, that's how we should be with each other as a body of Christ. This is the thing, and I said this on my live. We want to be like Jesus. That's what we want to do. That's our ultimate goal. And then we'll say, I'm going to heaven, but I don't like her. She got on my nerves. How you getting to heaven? Because the Bible says, in heaven, you praise all day. You praise God all day. There is no sitting down because your back hurt. You praise all day. The streets are paved with gold. Do you think he gonna let you bring yourself onto his gold streets? Oh, bless his name. And you can't stand her who you looking at every day. You ain't never seen me and you praising me because you know what I can do. But however, you can't love your sister over here and do what's right for her. But you want to talk about you want to go to heaven? Come on now. You got to put two in. That don't math. That math ain't mathing. So you need to change your perspective on, you want to go to heaven? Okay. That's great. We do. Hallelujah. I want to be more like God. You're not going to be him. You ain't gonna, because God is perfect. So you ain't going to be him. But you can work on with your attitude. That's why I have joy, because I know where my joy and my strength comes from. That's why I can talk about church all day. That's why my light has to shine. That's why I get excited when I see stuff like, I am open to receive infinite flow of abundance. Why? Because it's okay for you to critique me, and I'm not gonna be mad at you. Help me, because I'm gonna try to help you. That's what I'm saying. That's how I feel about the church. All the rest of this other stuff, people be talking, this, that, this pastor, this, not my business. My business is myself. But let's give people more grace. Because God gives it to us every day, all the time, period. Woo! Y'all done wore me out. I can't be no pastor, because I ain't finna get up there and keep telling y'all the same God doggone thing all the time. Y'all ask the same God doggone questions. And you still doing the same God doggone thing. You got to do different stuff to get new results. That's what my sermon will be. You got to do different things, get different results. Right. Then I would say the doors of the church is open. Run me my check so I can go home. Joking. But You know, the pastor, he has a lot to do. And so this episode is, this whole episode is, because this is season two. Whoop, whoop. I want you to go on my page, I Am Jam on Facebook, and tell me how you feel. Hashtag my pastor. Hashtag I ain't feeling it. Something. But just make sure you know that hashtag season two will know, and then you tell me what it is. Then I can read it and I can look at it and see yes, nay, or heck no, or Father God. Oh, bless his name. Right. I'm trying to learn how to watch my mouth, so oh, bless his name falls right in for me. Right. So that is it for I Am Jam right here on the I Am Jam podcast remix. Once again, this season is sponsored by Nectar of Soul. It is True Touch. Go on shoptruetouch.com. Look it up. Make sure you put in a promo. I'm your promo. I'm your hookup. Jam/15. All right, thank you for listening. Ayo!
Tune in every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time to catch the I Am Jam Remix podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or wherever you usually get your podcast fix. Don't miss out on the primetime fun.
This segment was provided by True Touch Collections and its fine line of personal care brands Trueness, Trueness Titan, and Nectar of Soul, now available at Walmart.com.